We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment of the
day. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad for us this morning. And our guest today is our awesome brother in Christ, Tara Glaze, y'all. Yeehaw.
Hey, good morning, folks. How's everybody doing? We just love all y'all.
All y'all. Yeah. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you. We're so blessed to be here, sis.
Amen.
Praise God.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is ended. Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. If you would like to be put on the Wheel for the Blessing book for this month, all you have to do is like, share, and comment. Done. The book for this month is Hard Sayings, Reconciling the Cost of Discipleship and the American Dream by Pastor Joshua West. I think I covered all this.
Well, that looks like a good book right there, I tell you, man. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Would you pray to start us out, sir?
I'd be honored to do it. Father God, we just come to you in the precious and the marvelous name of Jesus, thanking you once again for a glorious privilege to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you that many people will be uplifted, encouraged, blessed, and refreshed today. Lord, you're so good. And we thank you, Holy Spirit of God, that not one person listening in will be the same today as you touch them with your mighty power. Lord, anoint the words that we say. Thank you for this great voice, the Hour of Power, that's reaching thousands and thousands of people, Lord God. And we give you the praise and the glory for this privilege. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. I really like your title this morning. Don't be a hee-haw Christian.
Amen to that. And we're going to get into that today. And I think people are going to have a good time. We're going to have a little fun. You know, the Lord is, he, you know, in his presence, there's fullness of joy. And the power of God is here with us. He's in you. And we're going to have some fun. The word of God says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There is freedom, so we can loosen up and enjoy the Holy Ghost today. So that's what we're going to do, have some fun in the Lord and bring the word. It's God, serving God's fun, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's a blessing.
It's a blast, man.
It is a blast, man. Yeah, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
You know, most folks know that the churches we go to, a lot of people know that before I became a minister, I was on the Hee Haw show. Yeah, yeah. That just goes to show you a guy can use anybody. But yeah, I was a drummer for Roy Clark, the star of Hee Haw, and Buck Owens was on there with him. And the show ran for 25 years. And in its heyday, over 36 million people would watch that show every Saturday night. It was a good way for the family to get together and just enjoy good music and some corny jokes and just fun for an hour. But, yeah, before I became a minister, I was on the Hee Haw show with Roy Clark, played drums and sang in his band, and we traveled the world with him and did some wonderful things. You know, he's a great man. He's just who you think he'd be, just a fun guy to be around, you know. And you know, the Hee Haw show, and probably a lot of people watching right now, have seen the Hee Haw show back in the day. And every church we go to, I say, how many people here this morning have ever seen the Hee Haw show? And everywhere we go, they're even raising their hands. Everywhere we go, at least about 90% of the people raise their hands, you know. And it was a fun show, very popular. And so the Lord gave me a sermon called about not don't be a Hee Haw Christian. And if you watch that show, there's a song they sang on that show every week. And it's a song that some Christians sang that don't have no victory, no joy. And this song, you know, goes, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Y'all remember that one? Yeah, yeah. Some Christians sing that song every day because they don't have any victory. But well, I'm here to share with people today because I know that we all go through things. And especially in these last 3 years, the devil knows his day is up. There's been a lot of challenging things happening in the lives of people. And the devil's working overtime to stress you out, get you anxious, get you fearful, you wear you out. But see, that's the thing. I encourage people, please watch what you watch. Be careful what you open your eye gates and ear gates to. There's a lot of lies going around there out there. So the Word of God declares that he says, guard your heart, for your heart is the wellspring of life. So if you watch trash and you watch negative stuff, that's what's going to come out of you. That's going to affect you and pull you down. But see, be careful what you watch. Watch Christian programming that's going to tell you the truth and get your eyes on the Word of God. This is the truth. There's a lot of lies out there, but the truth is going to stand forever. And the lies that are being told right now are going to fall apart, folks. So I'm telling you, I'm trying to help somebody today to get your eyes on the gospel, on Jesus, and you won't be a hee-haw Christian. See, the Word says that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. A rod and your staff, they comfort me. And so you may be going through a valley right now. We've all gone through valleys, you know. But when you go through the valley, check this out. Jesus is right there with you to bring you out of the valley. And you go through that, but when you come out on the other side, if you stay hooked up with the Lord, he's going to bring you out on the other side victorious and stronger than ever before. Praise God, because you've been working out in God's gym. Amen, getting stronger. But a lot of people that go through those valleys, they want to camp out there. Yeah, they want to stay in the valley. And bless their hearts, you know, we've traveled for 29 years full-time ministry and been to lots of places to preach. And we see some Christians, especially these years with so much going on, that are not really pressing in and spending time with God and allowing God to fill them with his power and his joy. You know, his every morning, God's mercies are new. And he knows what you're going to face every day, and you can start your day out with praise. But I've seen people that just ain't got no victory. You may be one of them today that's in a valley, and it seems like you can't get out. But, you know, there's been times I'd go to church, and I see a brother down, and I say, brother, what's going on with you today? And guess what? He started singing the Hee Haw song. I said, brother, what's going on with you? He said, well, brother, gloom, despair, and agony on me, oh. And I go, well, sister, you look kind of down. What's going on with you? And she'd say, deep, dark depression, excessive misery, oh. I said, well, brother, what's going on with you? He said, if it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. I said, well, hey, man, what's going on with you? Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Now, I know I'm not talking to nobody out there right now that's going through that's got that attitude, that no victory. But if you are, if you're a person that's in the valley, you can't seem to get out, here's what you need to do. Here's the answer. Psalm 34:1 tells you the answer. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord. Now, we have our own free will. You can choose to stay in the valley, or you can choose to get your mouth open no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter how bad the situation is. You got to get your eyes on the Lord. The devil wants you to magnify the problem. See, when you have a problem or you're in the valley, you're going through things, could be a family matter, financial matter, a health matter, the devil wants to magnify that problem in your life. He wants to make that thing so big that's all you can see. That's how you sing the hee-haw song and stay in the valley. But see, God says, get your eyes off the problem and on me, the problem solver. See, we have our own free will. God gave us our own free will. That's why the psalmist David wrote Psalm 34:1. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Y'all just rear back and say, all times. That's an awesome word. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'm telling you, folks, no matter how you feel today, no matter what you're going through right now, choose out of your own free will to get your eyes off your problem and turn to the Lord and begin to praise him whether you feel like it or not. Say, I'm going to make up my mind to praise God. I'm in a bad situation. Things are looking hopeless, but I'm going to turn to God and I'm going to begin to praise his holy name. Whether your flesh feels like it or not, you got to make your flesh mind and get your eyes on God and begin to praise him. I will bless the Lord. I'll praise him. And guess what happens when you do that? The devil knows what's going to happen. That's why he don't want you to praise God. But when you begin to worship God and bless the Lord, the word of God says God inhabits the praise of his people. And when you begin to praise God, the power and the presence and the glory of God will saturate and fill the room and fill your heart and mind with joy. And the devil's defeated, praise God. And you'll stop singing that hee-haw song. You're going to start saying, I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Hey, if the devil don't like it, he can sit on the attack. Ow! See, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Amen. God loves you. He's not going to force himself on you. He wants you to turn to him out of your own free will and say, Lord, I will. I will. And I'm talking to several people right now that are going through things. And I want you to remind yourself what God has already done for you. There's people here that's listening to me right now. And I want to ask you a question. Have you ever had your back up against the wall and things looked hopeless and things looked bleak and things looked bad? And you cried out to God. You got your eyes off that problem. You begin to go to God with it. And how many know what happened? As you got your eyes off what your problems and went to God, what happened? God entered the scene and delivered you. Think about all the times God has taken you out of a bad place and brought joy and victory into your life. Amen? Remember those things. I want you to start thinking about it right now. And then say, Lord, I bless you because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right now. Glory to God. And Lord, I just thank you. I'm feeling to pray right now in the name of Jesus. I come against every demonic force, every principality, every power that would try to bind your people, that would try to bring them hopelessness and darkness and confusion and stress and anxiety and worry. In the name of Jesus, I bind every attack of the enemy. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we bind you, Satan. And in Jesus' name, we command you to loose your hold and be gone now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Lord, I loose the joy of the Lord. I loose your presence, your glory to fill their hearts and their minds, Lord God. Amen. And to encourage your precious people today. And Holy Ghost, I loose your boldness, praise God, to rise up on the inside that they'll stand up and be the man and woman of God you made them to be. Praise God. If I was, If I was, if you was in this room right now, I would have you do this, but I'm going to have you do it right now. I want those that are watching me to raise your right hand right now and say, I can do all things. Say, through Christ, the anointed one, which strengthens me. We're doing it right now in the room. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I feel the victory is yours today. And I'm here to encourage you, amen, to stay connected to God. Don't just pray when I pray all day long. I ask God to help me do everything. The Holy Spirit, if you've accepted Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in you. He's not only your comforter, amen, and your strengthener, but he's your helper. And see, he knows all things. I tell you what. This may sound kind of funny to somebody, but every time I lose something, I ask the Holy Ghost where it's at. I've lost keys before, and I say, Lord, before I get all frustrated and lose my peace, Holy Spirit, you know where those keys are at. And I ask you to lead me to it. And just a little bit, all of a sudden, a thought comes to my mind. Wasn't my thought. I'm thinking, oh, I should look there. And there they are. Every little thing. My wife had the first little diamond ring I bought for her many, many years ago before we were married. And she's treasured that ring all these years. And we went to minister in Arizona. And we went to a church. And when we left there, she couldn't find her ring. And she called the pastor. And they couldn't find it. They searched the church over and couldn't find it. And we carry these little bags with us, you know, these little things when we stay. And so I have a little snack bag that we carry. And so we asked the Holy Spirit right then. The Holy Spirit, I think that you know where that ring's at. It means a lot to Beverly. And that you reveal it to us. You'll show it where it's at. Well, several weeks went by and we finally went on back to home, and I'm still believing wherever that ring's at, it's going to show up. And so we get back home, and the little snack bag, I decided to clean that out. The little snack bag we carry, and I'm taking stuff out of there, and in the very bottom I see like a few little crumbs and stuff. And so I take it and I open the trash can and I bend the bag over and start dumping that stuff out. And I hear something, boom, ping, hit the thing and fell on the floor. It was a diamond ring at the very bottom of that bag. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is there to help us through daily life. And God's always there. He's there. He cares for you. I want to share this scripture out of First Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, I'm sorry. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. This is the NIV version. And the word says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. So God said it twice. Rejoice. You know, joy has a voice, and it's called rejoice. And so when you get a little low on joy, just back up. And rejoice. Rejoice. Get some more joy and you can rejoice. And you get that in God's presence. See, praise your way through life. No matter what's going on, stopping during the day, you need help. Say, Lord, help me. Or, Lord, I want to thank you. I thank God all the time for health and for protection and for blessing me. God loves to hear the praise coming out of your mouth. And I'm going to share this scripture with you where you can have peace all the time. See, in Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says, Jesus was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And then it says, the punishment that brought us peace. I said, the punishment that Jesus went through brought us peace. He took the punishment on his body for our peace. And by his stripes, we are healed. Jesus died and was punished for you to have peace. I'm talking about the peace of God. Don't let the devil steal what Jesus died to give you. Now listen to this. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, See, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It says with prayer and petition, with thanksgiving. Just begin to thank the Lord for what he's done for you. Begin to praise God in the midst of what's happening. And it says, I love this right here. And then after thanksgiving, present your request to God. With prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And then the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard. I said, the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So see, Jesus died for you to have a peaceful life. Don't let the devil steal. When you go to God, you begin to thank him, praise God. You give him praise for what he's done, give him glory, and then you can present your request to God as you're giving him thanks and present your request to God, and then thank him that it's done, give him praise for his faithfulness, what he's done for you in the past, and then that's how the peace of God. God will release his peace and guard your heart and your mind with God's peace. The devil can't take it away. Oh, glory to God. See, the devil don't want you hearing this today, folks. But I'm telling you, Jesus died to give you a life of peace. Remember what John 10:10 said? It says, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life. And not just life, but life more abundantly. That's a peaceful, carefree life. And that's what Jesus died to give you. And don't let the devil take it away. When stress tries to come, anxiety tries to come, fear, worry, a situation is coming that doesn't look good, you stop right there and you get your eyes off the problem and go to God and say, Lord, I will. I trust in you, Lord, with all my heart. I lean not unto my own understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge you. You're directing my path. Proverbs 3:5. That's a powerful verse right there. But as you get your eyes off the situation and on God, people, your life will be changed. You're going to walk in the victory no matter what you're going through. If you praise God, he will inhabit the praise, and God will get involved in your situation and fix it, glory to God, and you'll be stronger and more peaceful than you've ever been. Every day you can have it, and just keep that and walk in that, and out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, and you'll be able to help somebody else up. Amen. What a concept.
Come on.
You can walk in victory and help somebody else along the way. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. See, Jesus said, in John 14:27, this is the Amplified Classic Version. He said, peace I leave you. My own peace, the peace that he suffered for you to have. It's his peace, it's supernatural peace. He said, peace I leave you, my own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. How do you do that? I will bless the Lord, and I'll get my eyes off my trouble, off my problem. That's how you don't allow your hearts to be troubled. You get your eyes off the trouble and on the problem solver, praise God. Are you hearing me? Is somebody hearing me today? Mm-hmm. See, Jesus gave you his peace. The devil doesn't want you hearing this today. But if you're a child of God, he has already given you the peace he suffered for you to have. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Then he says, stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. The devil loves to agitate folks. You know, I love my sweet Beverly, and I know I'm not talking about nobody else, but she's doing so much better now. But she's a lady full of peace. She's a godly woman full of power. But when she get behind the wheel of a car, the devil knew how to push her buttons. She'd be driving down there with peace and joy. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, and all of a sudden, here they come, the agitators, the disturbers, the joy stealers on the north, south, east, and the west, people that would get right up on her tail, you know, and ride her bumper. And then they'd pass her. When they pass her, she sees they're texting or putting on makeup or lipstick. You know, they're not paying attention. And then they get in front of her and slow up. So I was looking at my sweet Beverly, and her hands were on the steering wheel, and her knuckles were turning white. And I said, baby, don't lose your joy. Don't lose your peace. Don't let the devil have it, baby. Go ahead and just bless those folks. Bless those drivers. She goes, oh, yeah, I'm going to bless them, all right. I'm going to bless those people. I'm going to pray right now that God will give them some brains so they know how to drive right. Now, I know I'm not talking to nobody out there in Facebook land today that may have a problem with that, but just in case you do, don't let the devil agitate you, disturb you. Learn to say, Lord, I'm not going to let it happen. I'm going to keep my peace. I'm just going to bless them. See, you can't curse and bless somebody at the same time. So if you just start, whether you feel like it or not, oh, I'm gonna bless them. Oh, help them, Jesus. I'm going to bless them, Lord, whether I want to or not. And as you keep continuing to bless those people, that the devil will lose his hold on that thing in your life. God's power and love will break it off of you. And you just keep on growing and keep on holding on to your peace. I love this. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Amen. We have the authority through the Holy Spirit of God in us right now. We have it in us right now by the power of the Holy Spirit to live a life of peace and joy. See, you weren't made to carry that care. There's people here listening to me this morning. You're carrying care. You feel weighed down. And Jesus said, I love you. I'd die for you to have peace and joy. And the word says to cast your care on the Lord, for he cares for you. So I want you to reach back there. There are a lot of people that are carrying care this morning. You got some worry. You got some fear. You got some stress and anxiety. And you're carrying that around. The devil, he's put that bag of care on you. And Jesus wants you to give it to him. So on the count of three, I want you to grab that bag and throw it on the ground. One, two, three, throw it on the ground. Now I want you to look down there at what was on your back. Look at that fear. Look at that stress. Look at that worry. Look at that anxiety the devil put on you. Hey, that's not yours. Jesus died for you to give the care to him. So I want you to reach down and grab up that bag of care this morning. Yeah, look at that stress and worry and fear. The devil don't want you. The devil wants you to carry it around. God don't want you to carry that fear. So on the count of three, we're going to cast it on the Lord. One, two, three, in the name of Jesus, I cast all my care upon you, for you care for me. Now, don't you feel better? See, I feel loose. I feel loose as a goose right now, glory to God. And see, I bet you can feel that weight lift off of you. Amen? Jesus died for you to have peace and joy. And I feel led by the Spirit of God. There's people listening to me today. You say, Terrell, I've heard what you've been saying, but I'm not right with God. I don't have a relationship with God, but I want that peace that Jesus died to give me. I want that joy. I want to have victory in my life. I want to have some peace in my life, in my heart. You can have it right now. I'm going to lead you to Christ, and I want you to repeat this prayer after me, and something supernatural is going to happen to you right now. The old things are going to pass away, and all things will become new. You're going to be a new creature in Christ. All that stuff that the devil is trying to overtake you with, God's going to set you free from it and fill you with joy and peace, and you'll be saved and on your way to heaven. Now, I want you to repeat this after me. Say, Father God, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. Just say that. That's the Father, I've sinned and I'm sorry for it. I repent of my sins. Say, Jesus, wash me clean with your precious blood. Say, I receive you now as my Savior, and I receive you now as Lord of my life. Say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, say, thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm saved, I'm set free, and I'm on my way to heaven. Praise God. You know what just happened? You're changed forever. God's power set you free, and now you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Amen. And guess what? You're on your way to heaven, praise God. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing. The word says the angels in heaven rejoice when somebody gets their life to Christ and gets saved, praise God. Now, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over all those that received you right now. Oh, yes, we pray a thorn hedge protection over them and cancel any assignment that would try to steal what God's done today. In Jesus' name, we loose a hunger and a fervor for your word, a hunger for your presence. They'll get plugged into a good word church, praise God. And I thank you, Father, from this day forth, they're forever changed and they've made you the Lord of their life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, people got saved today, praise God. And people are getting touched and refreshed and blessed, amen, and set free by the power of God. Oh, I tell you, we're having church around here, ain't we? Glory to God. Isn't God good? Is there any prayer requests?
Yes, sir.
Man, we'd love to pray with those.
Wouldn't now be a good time for those?
Yes, it would be.